This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller and Charlie Long. Take until 8 p.m. this evening. Got early days, early on this week. Monday and Tuesday were till 6:30, but we got a long show this evening and then back to shorties on Thursday and Friday as we got LSU baseball tomorrow. But we're talking LSU's pro day this hour. Wanted to get into some sound from today. First off, we're going to check in with our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can chime in too, 504-260-1870. We got Rob in Mid-City right now wanting to say some stuff about offensive linemen. I see. What you got for us, Rob?
Absolutely. Good evening, fellas. I've just been listening. I don't call in much, but I'll call in because I've been listening about the offensive line issues. There's going to be a run at tackles at the end of the first round, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my comment is that Andres Pete was considered feet of Cinderella at the combine when he was coming out of college. And he was a left tackle, I believe, in college. Well, he didn't make a cut at the tackle position in the NFL. They made him a left guard, and he was a beast at the left guard position. And I believe Trevor Penning sits in the category, fits in that mold of Andres Pete. Maybe they need to try him out at left guard and take Will Campbell, jump back into the first round, if that's the scenario where there's going to be a run of tackles at the end of the first round. Get that wide receiver from Arizona State and jump back in the first round and get one of them tackles. Hang up and listen to y'all. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Rob. Yeah, we were just talking about that in the break, actually, about the possibility of what if the Saints do, you know, decide to draft Will Campbell. Where do you put him? Do you move Trevor Penning? Do you move even Taliese Fuwago, who you just got acquainted with a new role this past season?
Okay, so a couple things. The wide receiver from Arizona with Tet McMillan, he's not going to fall probably out of the top 10, maybe top 15 either. I think both him and Will Campbell are going to be in that top half of the first round picks. With Will Campbell specifically, Rob, I like him a lot. Steve and I were talking about it, as you mentioned during the break. You know, if you're drafting him in the top 10 with pick number 9, Will Campbell, I think you're playing him at left tackle. And then you move Tali back to right tackle. Despite Tali being great at left tackle last year, I understand. But you obviously trust Will Campbell at left tackle if you're taking him with a top 10 pick. You know, maybe people will say, oh, they should play him at left guard and go like the Peter Skoronski route with Tennessee, right? Where he was a tackle at Northwestern. The Tennessee Titans drafted him with a top 15 pick, right? And then they played him at left guard. I don't think that's the case with Will Campbell. I think whatever team uses that top pick on him will draft them to play left tackle. And I think at that point, when you move Tolley back to right tackle, that's where you kick Penning into guard, as you were just mentioning, Rob. That's what I see. However, I don't think you'll be able to trade and get both of them. It's going to be kind of like a take your pick. And that's if both of them are there. Either one of them are there at pick 9, as far as Tet McMillan and then and Will Campbell. As far as the run on tackles late, that's what Mike has been kind of preaching recently, is that, you know, this year's depth group is defensive line. And so teams are going to wait on defensive line for day 2, second round, third round. That's where you're going to see a ton of them fly off the board, especially interior defensive linemen. But offensive tackle, I mean, you're talking about Josh Simmons, Josh Connerly, Kelvin Banks, all these guys, maybe even like Ray Zabel squeezed into the first round. All these guys are going to be taken from basically picks 15 through 40. And there's going to be the run on them. And they're going to kind of fly off the board. So by the time the Saints are picking in the second round, there's not going to be an Armand Membu or Will Campbell level talent on the offensive line. So if you want to really address that position and get a blue chip, quote unquote, piece up front on your offensive line, you're going to have to do it at pick 9. And then the question becomes, do you want Will Campbell? Do you want Membu? You know, Kelvin Banks is probably a stretch at pick 9 for the left tackle from Texas. But those are the two that I really, really like if the Saints want to address offensive line with the first round pick.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking a ton about Will Campbell. Let's hear from the 6'6", 323-pound prospect as he spoke to the media at today's LSU Pro Day.
Well, Will, your arms were measured longer today than at the combine, and that's obviously been a discussion around you this whole pre-draft process. Can you explain how, I mean, they were measured longer here today?
Well, there was a lot of people at the combine who had messed up measurements. That's why I really, you know, you don't really see too much about it other than media people, because nobody really bought into it. And quite frankly, nobody really cares. But yeah, I mean, I knew my arms were 33 inches. Everybody kind of had on every height, weight, wingspan, arm length. Everybody was kind of deducted at the combine. And that's why I measured in again today, even though I didn't do anything, because I knew that that's not right.
What do you make of that whole discussion around you? And I mean, do you feel like it shouldn't matter for your game? I mean, just sort of what do you make of that element of this discourse around you as a prospect?
For 2 years, nobody had any measurements on me, and nobody said anything about my play. So now all of a sudden, an arm length decides if I'm a good player or not. I think it's BS. But, you know, any decision makers in the NFL, they don't really care. It's all, you know, people who don't coach, and they don't coach for a reason.
Ever since you the season ended and you declared for the draft, just what has this whole journey been like for you getting prepared for these upcoming days in preparation for April?
Yeah, I mean, it's been long, but it's exciting. I'm super, you know, thankful and blessed to be in this, you know, position and have this great program, you know, behind me. Obviously, I'm going to miss LSU, but, you know, all the things that it did for me, and I could have never asked for anything more from this place. But I'm just super excited for the next step, and I'm ready for it to happen. I'm sick of waiting.
Well, a bunch of guys have signed some big contracts from LSU recently. What do you think it is about this program that prepares you guys to not only succeed in the NFL, but succeed so much to get those massive deals?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, the players, you know, that the tape does all the talking for everybody that comes here. They recruit the best players in the country year in and year out, and they're going to show up here ready to work. And then it also helps that, you know, you have this world-class facility with everything at your fingertips that you could ever need to put yourself in the best position possible to go be your best version on Saturday nights. And, you know, that's going to translate to Sundays too. So, you know, congratulations to those guys. You know, they deserve it. Probably could have got more, honestly. I mean, they do so much. I'm just super excited for them.
Well, what did you see from Delly and Miles today with, you know, what they did? Just what kind of players are teams going to get from them?
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job today. Not even just those two. Guys like Josh Williams, you know, Mason Taylor, Greg Pent, all those guys, you know, came out and, you know, did their thing today. And I was just super excited for them. They all work so hard and they all deserve everything that's coming their way. And I'm just super excited for them and their families for, you know, this next journey. And, you know, they're going to be exactly where they need to be for sure.
Will, you talked about at the combine that, you know, if you had to play guard compared to tackle, you would do it just as long as you would get on the field. But how determined are you to make sure teams know that you can start and play in the NFL as a tackle?
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to play wherever the coach tells me to. But I've talked to quite a few people, and only two teams that I've talked to out of everybody see me as a guard, and that's because they already have tackles. So other than that, everybody knows what position I play, and everybody knows my mindset on that, that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And you know, get on the field as early as possible, but everybody knows that I can play tackle.
What kind of mark do you hope to have left on LSU and the program and the culture and just Louisiana football, being a Louisiana native yourself?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was, you know, come in and leave it better than I found it, you know, in the O-line room. That's something the man Coach Davis talked about through my recruiting process, and I feel like I did a good job of that, you know, trying to show these guys that are in the room right now the right way to go about their business on and off the field, the way to, you know, take care of themselves, the way to approach academics, and really just try to set the best example that I could and build a foundation for Coach Kelly's vision and, you know, his program. And, you know, I'm just, like I said earlier, I'm just super grateful for this place. I dreamed of coming here, dreamed of wearing that purple and gold on Saturday night. And, you know, it's done so much for me and my family. And, you know, I'll never be able to put into words what this place means to me.
What have you specifically sort of been up to since you started your training? I guess that was in Dallas that you went to, right? Sort of take us over the past few months, what you've been doing to get ready for the draft.
Yes. When I went to Dallas, it was like December 15th. You know, all that is combine prep, getting ready for that type of stuff. But after the combine, I moved back here. Kind of been transitioning back to football shape, get out of the underwear Olympics mindset, and, you know, get back to playing ball. That's what I'm ready for. I'm ready to just get back to all the good stuff. So really just working out, staying in shape, you know, being around my teammates and stuff like that, just helping them get ready for this as any way I can, and that's about it. Naps.
Naps. Yes, indeed. Will Campbell. If there wasn't any, there's no question about his talent. And man, oh man, I know this guy is acing the interview process as well, Charlie.
I love listening to Will Campbell. He speaks his mind. You know what I mean?
Tells it like it is, right?
Fantastic. And once again, like I mentioned earlier, Steve, if you're talking about the safest picks in the top 15, I'm betting on Will Campbell. I think this dude's going to be a decade plus long starter at the NFL level, and a good one at that. Like, there are very few players at the top of this draft that I'm like 100% sold on that they're going to be excellent at the NFL level. Will Campbell's one of them. I can't wait to watch him play at the NFL level. And, you know, maybe we'll see if it's in the black and gold. That'd be pretty cool.
Could be. Saints hold pick number 9. Talking about the NFL draft, that is just 29 days away.
Steve, I got to put on my detective hat. You know, like the old style, like 40s, hats,
right?
And with like the
magnifying glass.
Yes, thank you. And figure out which two teams he's talking about that are set at tackle that want to see him as guard. I'm going to try and research that, do a little bit of digging and see what I can find.